Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB at an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. Happy 4th, David Brownstein, and happy Canada Day to our Canadian friends. And I see you're dressed like the Piper in the in 1776, with you got your beard and you got a bandage on your head and got your fife that you're playing. You're into these costumes. That's
well,
good.
What about you with the flag? Yeah, flag well, shirt, that's or right, whatever yeah. you call it, flag T-shirt.
Yeah, well, yeah. that's it, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm not as obvious as you.
But you know, I'm not that thrilled about July 4th anymore because where this country is, July 4th doesn't mean anything anymore, right? So. All the people who are being honored for July 4th, all their statues are being taken down, you know. So anyway, free speech is gone, and that's all I have to say.
All right.
It is Saturday, and you threw me off with July 4th because it is July 3rd.
That's correct.
2021. It's 10:04 in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is live streaming every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. If you go to sapperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming and you should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. You miss a show, you want to replay a show, you want to have something to fall asleep to late at night, mm-hmm. whatever, you can go to the sapperston.com. This time, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and you'll be all set. Also, finally, last but not least, there's a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy.
Yes, and they talked about the number of economic reports that came out this week and employment and unemployment. Unemployment rose to 5.9 from 5.7, but that's more that people are dropping off the looking for jobs as opposed to anything else. But they talked about wages, how much they went up. But what they didn't they do mention a little bit, I believe it's in the report, but it is factual that the average hourly the average hours worked in the week was reduced. And it's just interesting. I was out of town this week and just the for sale, or not for sale, job signs are just everywhere, throughway stores, everything. And then there's also an article in the paper, the Buffalo News today, about the people retiring early that didn't expect to. It was close to 3 million people in the last year that retired, which is well in excess of what the normal is. So you've got a big confluence of things happening, you know.
And which someday somebody will explain to all of us, or...
I guess there seems to be explanations, but
You always know, you know, like 10 years from now, they kind of readjust all the data.
And they right.
say, oh, we found out inflation was much worse than we thought.
Yeah. You know,
or we found out that there weren't that many, you know, employed. You know, so it's, you know, some of us will be around.
Plus, they have seasonal adjustments,
oh,
which
yeah,
happen
and,
too,
and
you know, so it's
whatever
a little
confusing,
but
you can manipulate data however you want to manipulate right. data, and you can interpret it however you want to interpret it. You
know? I like watching that 10-year, which is about 144.
Yep.
Everybody was saying it's off to the races, 2%. 1.75% it came close to, but
yeah. Well, we'll see.
I just don't see it.
We will see.
Different economy.
Yep, it's a different economy, that's for sure. You know, there's more corporate debt out there than there's ever been. Bankruptcies have been rising.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
So, that's due to the pandemic, too.
Yeah, but it's interesting.
The corporate debt, they're borrowing.
Oh, I know.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Do an analysis of the rates that they're paying compared to other things.
No,
they're paying almost
nothing. It's another way, you know, looking at both sides of it, which most people don't do.
Plus, our debt's being purchased like crazy by Japan.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, they said. You know, they're talking about the Fed. Well, they're going to stop the quantitative easing. It doesn't matter. Japan is going to buy this debt because you buy a 10-year treasury, you get 1.4.
Mm-hmm.
The rates are negative in Japan. So people are looking for safety and some type of return. Guess where they're going?
Where?
Here.
Okay. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. That's 835. Where'd I get that from? 803-1520.
You were close. You had a five.
Some of the numbers were right. And 800-879-7541. Or if some reason you don't want to give us a call, you don't like talking on the radio, whatever, we do have a chat box at the website, saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Click on Join the Chat. And by then, you're all worn out. But anyway, you'll be there. You'll be able to type a question. You'll type a symbol. If you type a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
And the only thing, Pete, on the chat box is somebody from Hilton, New York, congratulating Art for his call last week on, well, first he put Grin, G-R-I-N, but Marin, M-R-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which went from...
It was about $4 on last Friday.
And what's it this week?
$20.29.
Nice.
Down from almost $26.
I forgot all about it. I'm embarrassed.
I don't think Art did, but we'll have to ask him, see how much he bought.
Art's probably richer. You know.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Speak of the grin.
Good morning to you fellas. It's great hearing your voice and being a leadoff hitter here.
There you go.
Thank God you were.
I want to mention Barron's has a wonderful quarterly section on mutual funds, so it's interesting. I haven't looked at it yet. Some of the things you talk about inflation, it used to be the consumer price index was based on the market basket of food that the average shopper would go. And then it proceeded when beef got too high, they took the beef out of the cart and put chicken in. So this is basically the story with estimating what the rates are. Second thing is sometimes these new IPOs have the oddest names. I just read about one, Ding Dong, a Chinese e-commerce thing. With a name like that, we used to look at somebody who was a little off base when I was younger, and they call me, look at that Ding Dong. So, I mean, these are kind of crazy things. All right.
I thought that was something you ate.
It's a chocolate
Ding Dong.
I saw one over the weekend.
Right. Ding Dong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about DD Global, a ride-hailing thing? I see it had a 1410 to 1801 range, and it's on the New York Stock Exchange, DIDI.
Yeah, but the problem with it is, I don't know if it was in Barron's or the Wall Street Journal, but the Chinese are clamping down on them. You know.
Yeah, close at 1553. I think it was priced at 16.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they came out and just banged them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to watch Chinese stuff, you know. Because how great you can tell me the company is. They seem to be on a purge or whatever you want to call it over there. They're going after everybody, you know.
Well, you got to drink the Kool-Aid. Yeah. That's what socialism does.
Yeah.
Communism.
So,
yeah.
Exactly.
So anyway, personally, I'd stay away from it.
Good. Good. I know it was listed before it opened at about 14, so it did come up quite a bit. But
a bit, not much.
I don't think I'll be buying that.
Yeah.
Second item, this one I hold, Comcast A, and it had a $2 increase for the week. It's really near its high of 59.11 right now. CMCSA.
Great.
And so what's it trade at to 11? It had a $2, so it had a 1% increase for the week, which was just about what the market did.
Yeah, you know? 58.42 on the close.
What is it?
$58.42.
Oh, I thought he said 200 and something.
No, no. CMCSA, 58.42. It was a $2 increase in the dividend.
Oh, okay. Let's get this all
straight. Is that what you said, Art?
$2, the price for week, for the week.
Oh, the price is up $2.
Yeah.
I was listening to something.
But, you know, I mean, it looks very good. It's been consolidating really since February. So what's that, about 5 months now? Close to five months. And
there's rumors out there that they're going to buy Viacom. They're going to do something and compete on streaming.
Yeah,
with
I mean,
AT&T,
you know, the price objective, for what it's worth, you know, calculated on the charting method, is 75, you know. So, and it should have very good support. Even the 200 days around 52, you know, so risk reward, you know, looks very good. It's above the 50 day, which is very good. And, you know, so I would only, you know, maybe reevaluate it if it fell down under 52, but it looks really good.
Yeah, I've been holding that quite a while. Last item is Marin, M-A-R-I-N. Now,
yeah, everybody's waiting to hear.
They're waiting to hear, Art. You had a big winner.
He gave me a good thumbs up. That was pretty nice on the chat box.
Yep.
Well, I didn't buy it. You know, I was looking at it, and it looked like it was up $16.48 for the week.
Yep.
From $4.
Why is that?
So,
what caused it to go up like that? Instacart. You and all 10 of our listeners, you know, pushed it up, I guess. There.
We have more than 10.
Yeah, well,
we have 2,000.
They left me at the station because I was looking at it a long time. I didn't buy it.
Yeah. That's
anyway, could this be a MEM stock, M-E-M-E, that's being
I don't know. I'd have to do, as we always say, do your own research. We were trying to, because I wasn't paying attention to it, obviously.
Yeah, and it's a very small short position, so, yeah.
And what I say about it, I don't remember what I said about it.
Well, you know what I recall.
I'll have to go and listen to the replay.
No, you won't. But anyway, so what does the targeting thing say? I want to see. Does it say $2,000?
52. 52. Yeah. But, you know.
What, $52 is the target?
Yeah.
Well, again, you know, that's based on current, you know, activity that goes on. So it's somewhat. Can be a little skewed.
Yeah, and also left the 200 day behind at $2.72.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But it may have broken out to an all time high. I don't know. You know, I'm looking to the left on the chart. That's a high since at least 2016. You know, and it may be.
It made the Barron's market charts too.
Yeah, there should be, if you Google it, you know, some news. You know, there had to be a comment about
a joint venture with Instacart, right?
Yeah. It's taking the Instacart ads.
What day was that anyway?
It was announced last week, I believe.
Okay. All right.
But they're not a financial juggernaut, so, you know.
No.
But they're a stock juggernaut.
Yeah, the reason I bought it, just the reason I looked at it, is because of the fact that Marin software and this book, tech books on computers that I bought a lot of, was a different Marin, M-A-R-A-N. Mm-hmm. So that's why I highlighted when I saw it on the screen.
Yeah, those are the best ones to buy. It's like getting a lottery ticket and you say, nah, I don't want it. They put a wrong number in. You always got to take it.
Oh,
right
yeah.
There.
Yeah, because it looks like it was what price was it when you called in?
381.
Yeah, so it had broken out and given a buy signal, so I must have said that, you know. And,
right. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah.
I feel bad. For you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy the show.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Art.
Appreciate
Happy
it.
Happy Fourth.
Come
so
up with good stocks for us here, you know.
Good job.
I'll be watching them.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Have a good Fourth. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or you can go to our chat box at saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, join the chat. Type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Stan in Florida.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is becoming a habit.
And you're calling to tell us you bought that Marin?
No, but I was looking at it. I wish I had bought it. Right.
And by the way, I had a little bit of brain fog last week. The reason you don't get a new target on the point and figure charting method is you can't get a new target until you've had a sell signal and then a new buy signal.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you won't get a new target. So.
Okay, but I think you have the professional charts and I have the amateur charts, and I pay way less than you probably, so you get good stuff that I don't get. That's my opinion, but I could be wrong.
Well, that's all right. You could be wrong, because sometimes I've found even the data in our expensive service, which used to be expensive, is wrong every once in a while.
Really?
Hard to believe.
Well, all right. How long have you been doing this show, Peter?
I think it was
1993.
How many years is that? Too many.
29
years. And you're looking forward to 29 more. Right?
Well, I guess.
Okay. Well, looking forward.
It just amazes me when somebody says 29 years, and I said, where'd they all go to? What happened?
I know.
Yeah, what happened?
I know.
I remember every one of them.
Yeah.
It's torturous.
Yeah.
Well, I remember the one when we had the hot girl who used to do the...
you can't say
she used
that.
To do all the talking.
You
know?
Can't say that.
I can say whatever I want.
All right.
You know what it says in Amendment 1 of the Constitution?
Yes.
Free speech.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, don't name names.
FCC, there you go. We'll find out if it's free. It's inexpensive.
CRISPR Therapeutics is CRSP.
CRISPR, yeah. After who was it that came up with they were able to do a gene modification? You know.
It's killing amyloid cells that lodge in people's brain that cause Alzheimer's. It is stopping them and, in some cases, reducing them. And so it should, if their research proves to be okay, they should really be a high flyer.
Yeah, there was, I do some research into that. I think part of the problem was, that there was an argument about who owns the rights to CRISPR, to the technology, to the whatever,
And I think there's still the argument's still there that this may not work.
Well, it did work.
Well,
yeah. In one thing.
Well, you got to read a little more into it. I think they begrudgingly approved something. That was my take on it. Yeah. It was begrudgingly. Yeah.
Okay. The Food and Drug Administration begrudgingly said, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, they wanted. Okay. They wanted.
Which one are you talking about?
Peter said they wanted. This is for an Alzheimer's drug, right?
No, it isn't? No, this is a different outfit.
Oh, okay.
That actually was able to. Edit and modify a gene.
Never mind.
He was all. He's out in left field. But anyway,
CRISPR is not the one that had the amyloid reduction in brains.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the one that was announced was not CRISPR. They use CRISPR, whatever CRISPR technology, whatever you want to call it. Okay.
I see.
But, they don't use something by, like I said, there's a whole argument out there about this CRISPR and who owns the rights to it and whatever, But it was not CRISPR,
Okay, all right. Well, I have some stocks with the symbols that I know are real, right? Viacom, V-I-A-C.
Well, I'm trying to remember.
Now they took a... Viacom CBS, and they took a huge hit.
But not recently, right?
No, but they went down. I mean, they were once at 100, and they went down to 38.
Yeah, 44.16 on the close.
Yeah, and if I remember right, you know, that was when this one got caught up in the meme stuff, okay? And all of the meme players, and if this had a high short interest, whatever it was, it drove it up to a ridiculous price, okay?
Okay, so that was a meme stock.
It
broke a triple top at 42.
Yeah.
43, rather.
Yep. If you look at that, I mean, you have a price objective of 62. It closed at what?
44.16.
The 200 days at 43, so it's retesting the 200-day moving average. So, you know, to me, it's an interesting place, you know, that it looks like a buy. It's retesting that breakout. And, you know, where's your risk? Back to 38 again. But, you know, the risk-reward's good.
Right.
Risk-reward's good.
And they say they predicted high is 63, mm-hmm. with a grain of salt.
Okay. And what I like about, you know, what they always say about that profit objective on this charting method is sometime it'll hit that. So you can always say, you know, 10 years from now, they were right. You never know. But it is something to be able to make a plan on, you know, and say, okay, theoretically, here's my risk, here's my reward. Does that mm-hmm. look good? And you're willing to take the risk back to 38, fine, you know.
Well, that's not such a big risk compared to the probable or possible reward.
Possible, and also, you know, is 38's what? Almost a 15%, you know. And if you can't take a 15% risk, you don't belong in the
game.
Don't
be in the market.
Right.
FVRR.
FVRR?
Yeah. FV as in, yes.
Yeah.
It's Fiverr International.
Well, there's a logical symbol. You know, they used to all be logical once upon a time, but I guess when you run out of symbols, you know.
The best was I gave you last week was the one that does internet, security.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hack.
Right.
H-A-C-K.
Oh, yeah.
That's a perfect.
Yep.
Symbol.
Yeah, you used to be able to guess the symbol when somebody gave you a company name. You'd be pretty good, you know, doing it. Anyway,
yeah, this is a Israeli internet retail company, Fiverr, FVRR, closed at $241 even.
Yeah, price objective is what, 298, I think I was looking at it. Yeah. 298. And actually, according to our service, the reward to risk is 6.33, which makes sense because I guess, you know, they're assuming very little downside. You know, or else it would give it sell some.
The high was 336 back a ways.
Yeah. Well, you never know what some of these get caught up in, you know. If you had gotten on some stocks to totally ridiculous, you know, prices, you may never see that again, or you may see it.
That's true.
You know, so you don't know. But, you know, the 200 days at 207 and the 50 days at 205, okay. So that's not bad. I mean, you should have real good support around there.
Yeah. So technically,
you would reevaluate it first if it dropped to, say, 232.
Okay. I will do that. Let me write that number down.
Okay.
232. Okay. But,
yeah. And as most people who are real technicians will tell you, an exact number... Mm-hmm. It's just the zone, you know, so.
Yeah, but the upside, they say, they predicted possible 298.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that they do by the charting method, I said. But any time, like you tell people, you know, based on a chart, you know, resistance is at 38. Well, is it going to be exactly 38? No, it might be 36,
no.
Might be 40, you know, whatever. But that's like going to be a zone, you know, around 38. So, anyway.
Okay. Anytime you want to go to other callers, I'm free to.
Well, I don't know where they are.
They're not online.
I called because I know it's a holiday weekend.
That's
and they're
true.
All at the beach.
Yeah.
So I feel you'd be wide open for free advice.
We are.
How about you? Costco, COST, Cost, Costco.
Mm-hmm.
They broke a double top yesterday, I guess. at 392.
Isn't that something, boy? Yeah.
It's a good-looking chart.
I mean, it dropped from 392 to 308, you know, which was amazing.
And I don't know why I would do that. They are phenomenal operations.
Well, they are, but you know, once again, you know, people were playing games with reopening economy, not a reopening economy. If the economy reopens, is Costco going to do as well as they have been doing? You know, who knows? You know, all reasons why. And any given
what is
day,
amazing, you know. Amazing to me is there's no Costco in Buffalo.
I was going to say, I've never been in one, so I don't know how to be, you know.
They are.
Yeah, it's an interesting, I read about how what they do, and it was kind of different than all these other ones, you know. And I forgot what they do a little differently, you know. But anyway, I mean that's a breakout. Maybe in a probably all-time high it might be. And,
yes, it is. 400 was an all-time high.
Oh, okay. And you'll love it. The price objective is 540.
Oh, come on.
But what's nice is, I mean, the 200 days at 366, the 50 days at 382. Mm-hmm. Ideally, you'd like to see it stay above 382, because that's mm-hmm. Pretty strong intermediate term indicator, you know, and you know, it would give a potential reevaluation at, oh, say 368 or so.
Yes, if yes.
Yeah. So that's you know, that certainly looks worthwhile with that risk reward.
And the charts, it's an ascending triple top breakout.
You're getting too technical.
22nd. Well, that's supposed to be an enormously strong signal.
It's supposed to be.
Okay.
It's very interesting that, you know, people have done studies on the point and figure method of how good it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing they always say, and it kind of helps it along, is the fact that it is very good in a bull market. Okay,
exactly.
Yeah.
But who knows how long this is going to go on? We haven't had a 5% correction, what, in a year or
yeah,
so?
Yeah, I think there was mentioned in one of the papers today that Wall Street Journal or Barron's or whatever, that they said it doesn't matter to the market. No matter what comes out, they don't care. And that's liquidity, you know.
But we've had pretty steep corrections in different sectors. So
oh, yeah.
Could
yeah.
be that.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting because theoretically it can be a very bad sign, like it is now with the fact that the market goes to new highs, you know, mm-hmm. and even all-time highs, but yet the number of stocks above their 50-day moving average is less than 50%. You know.
Really?
Yeah. So in the past, that's not been a good indication, but... Is this
it's
different?
It's a stock picker's market. I've heard
yeah.
that.
Oh, it definitely
right,
is. Is this yeah. time different? And if you'll notice, they kind of switched back toward growth again, you know. Not that value's
yes.
dead, but now growth is slightly outperforming value, you know. So yep.
Here's an interesting one. I have Apple. It's just been hanging down there, you know, just for a long time doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it did. It broke a triple top breakout July 2nd. Triple top breakout.
Well, there's a newsletter out there that brought okay. up why Apple's in a strong position, but you're better off in a little teaser buying this company, okay? Because
oh.
Apple tends to buy up companies in areas they want to be in, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they mentioned, I forgot what the companies were, they went up 1,400% and so forth, the companies they bought out to mm-hmm. basically build up their operation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they said the big thing coming, Apple is looking to be a bank, okay? And
they're looking to
be
a
bank.
Bank.
That's right.
With their Apple Pay?
Apple Pay card. Mm-hmm. But they actually want to become a bank, right? You know, not a... Mm-hmm. Brick and mortar. You know.
Not a
brick and mortar. Okay.
Yeah.
And
online,
like they said,
yeah.
I forgot Apple and is it Amazon or Google? I don't know. One of the other ones, And they said that's what's coming next. They said that, you know, these companies will become the banks of the future.
Yeah, that's been talked about.
Yeah, and J.P. Morgan's a little concerned.
Yeah, why? Well, of course, yeah, right? They right. Gotta, I mean, who doesn't have?
I got to try to research the teaser about the company they think they may buy out. But anyway, sure. I think, you know, Apple's just, you know, moving along. They move right along, and right now you got a price objective of 170.
Close at 130, just under 140.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 200 days at 125, the 50 days about 129. So you got should have good support between 125 and 129. So
yeah, and if you now it's at 130, let's call it 140. If it goes to 146, it's an all-time high.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good company.
No.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, the iPhone will not be the main linchpin of the company in the future. You know, doesn't mean it's going away, but mm-hmm. you know, but very great company. And what's his name? The guy who took over. I forgot what his name is already.
Tim Cook. Yeah,
I keep getting
great
Steve Jobs. Yeah. But they thought once you know Steve
Microsoft
Jobs was gone,
was
that'd be it. But,
yeah.
You know,
no. Yeah. No,
that's right.
Tim Cook's done a great job.
Oh, he's nothing like, you know. But he's done a great job. Yep.
You want one more or you want to move on?
Well, I wish I could move on to something. But the phone number is to call 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. If you haven't guessed by now, the lines are wide open. 803-1520. Toll free 800-879-7541. And if you want to wait 1 minute, we have to take our break, and I'll be right back. You know, so be back in a minute.
You are listening to the Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11. Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Well, welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Okay, we're going to go back to Stan, but we were listening to him just a second ago. You know.
Hello.
Hello yes. There. Who is that guy talking?
Okay. He had a very good voice.
What a great radio voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should look into it.
It's too bad rock and roll is dead, you know.
No, it isn't.
That's right.
Rock and roll will never die. That's right. MU, Micron Technology.
MU.
Yeah.
By the way, did you ever see the picture about Alan Freed's life?
No, I did not.
Well, if you get a chance, it's called Mr. Rock and Roll, okay? And he's the guy who came up with rock and roll, the term rock and roll. But anyway, and then the great, immortal, who hopefully is in hell, J. Edgar Hoover, decides to go after him. You know, he was one of the most corrupt ever, you know. But anyway. So now I got the FBI after me, the FCC.
That's Greco. G-R.
And if you ever want, I'm into a picture called, what was her name? Seberg. Jean Seberg, mm-hmm. the actress. Mm-hmm. The FBI destroyed her. Destroyed her.
Yeah,
she committed
it was during McCarthy. No,
it was Hoover again.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. But
during what time frame? 60s, 50s?
60s, something like that. Yeah, anybody he had dirt on or didn't like what they were doing, you know. And she apparently was supporting the Black Panthers, you know, at the time.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, They drove her to suicide. She died. She committed suicide at age 40. The good old FBI.
Well, how about the Billie Holiday story, the movie that just came out a little while ago?
Oh no, I didn't see that. Yeah.
Oh, they absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she sang a song about lynchings, and it was very popular, and they would request it, and they defied her, do not sing that song anymore. And then they dug up dirt on her taking drugs and anything she had done. I mean, they just absolutely tore her apart.
Wait, was that our boy? Was that our boy J. Edgar again?
Same guy.
Yep. What a piece of. Am I allowed to say it? No.
No.
But anyway,
29 years down the drain.
Right.
That's right.
Matt's getting ready to push the button. No.
I think everybody's waiting for if we're ever. We ever leave the air on our own. Okay. That last show, boy, I will unleash. But anyway.
And run.
That's Greco. Yeah, 50 years ago today. Jim Morrison died 50 years ago today.
Did FBI drive him too?
No, it's heroin.
Okay.
Anyway, MU, close at 80.33.
There you go. I forgot what we were talking about. Price objective 104. Which is good. Interesting consolidation. You know, it really is struggling a little, but it's consolidating nicely. And, you would be out at, let's see, the 200 days at 75. Yeah, 75 would be the potential reevaluation or out point.
Okay. And 86 would be a triple top break.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. What's the other one? I watch a lot of stocks, as you may have guessed.
I would never have guessed that.
BBBY.
Yes, one of Art's favorites, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that was a meme stock, right?
I know.
And they just came out with very good news. They're ahead of schedule on their turnaround. I kind of started stopping in there. They got some interesting prices, you know, on things.
Peter's getting close to his feminine side, I guess.
What? You stopped going in there.
No, I started.
Stop. I started.
Yeah.
Oh, you started going.
I don't know why I went in there one day to check something out, but I mean, they carry. Well,
I'm thinking of Bath and Body Works. Yeah.
BB. Yeah.
They sell all kinds of everything, right?
Yeah.
Linens, frying pans,
okay. Vitamins,
do they?
Shaving cream.
Really?
Yeah, shampoo.
Oh, got it. I think I've been in there once.
I went in there, you know, that's when they had changed over and they were selling everything.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
And they're decent prices, you know. So.
Well, kitchen appliances, they're in an enormous inventory.
Right. That was a problem.
You have to look at the latest news that just came out, and I think they came out with very good either earnings or the fact that they're ahead of schedule with a turnaround strategy.
They went down 4% on Friday.
We call that a courtesy dip, Stan. That's a courtesy dip that gives you a chance to jump in.
And you got to realize,
unless it came out after hours, the news came out after hours.
No, it wasn't after hours. I might have. I don't know. Yeah, now I think about it, but. But you got to realize that these stocks have a lot of the meme players in it, the Reddit players, whatever they call them.
No, they missed, but they raised their expectations.
Right. Is that what it was?
Yeah, okay. It came out at this week.
Okay, so they missed, but they raised their expectations.
Right.
All right. But, you know, you got a lot of the meme players, and they can be very volatile, you know. I mean, you can take the price objective with a grain of salt, 60, you know.
So they're ready for prime time again.
Yeah, risk-reward, 8.7, you know, or reward the risk, you know, 8.7. And where's the 200?
Eight times the promise against the downside.
Yeah, exactly. And 200 days at 24, unfortunately. The 50 days at 28. And, you know, staying above the 50 would be a very bullish sign, you know. And it closed at 31. I think it's an interesting play. Just be aware of the volatility, that's all.
I don't have enough money to buy all the stocks that it looks like I should buy.
Yeah, but now you can buy fractional shares and you can do all sorts of stuff, right? I don't know. Who knows?
That's right. What is it, with Schwab?
I don't even remember.
I think a lot of them do it.
Do they really?
Like you can put $5 into Amazon,
yeah,
right.
Which sells for $3,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, all you're interested in is a percentage gain.
That's right.
You don't care about what the price is, you know. But some people just like to be able to say, I own 1,000 shares of this $1 stock, you know, or something. You know. But anyway.
Speaking of Amazon, AMZN.
I've heard of that company.
Yeah, I think David hates that
company. You've heard that, too. Man.
Oh, maybe it was Amazon that wants to become a bank. I can't remember. Of course, their chances are probably less, but
$3,510.98.
Yeah. This is it. The moment of truth. Look at that.
The all-time high was $35.50.
Yeah, but a spread triple top here.
And what does that mean, he asked?
That means that after this gigantic consolidation, and a thing in technical analysis is the longer the consolidation, the bigger the breakout, you know. And, you know, it's basically been in a trading range now between about, say, 2,900 and whatever it was, 2,040. And if you just take a lateral measurement on that.
3,554.
3,554 and subtract, what, about 29, say 2,900 just for the heck of it. And the difference between that is what? About 650 points or so. So 650 above 3520 is 4180, right? But the price objective, that's based on the size of the trading range, okay? It's not point and figure.
What is the price objective on Amazon?
I'm afraid to say. 4576.
Right? Yeah, 4241 in FinViz, so yeah.
Which is, you know, certainly reasonable based on the quick math I just did.
Yeah, back in February, February 3rd, Susquehanna reiterated their positive rating on it and increased their target from 4,000 to 5,200.
Really? Boy.
Whoa.
So there you go.
Now you're talking. Oh, my God.
Well, Stan, you finally dragged in a caller.
Did I really?
You did. We appreciate
that.
You know,
if this stuff keeps
yeah, you too. But if this keeps up, it's going to be your show.
But just remember the old thing: for a safe fourth, don't buy a fifth on the third.
There you go.
Oh, jeez.
See ya.
Word to the rest.
We will.
Thanks, Stan.
Take care. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Vic in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Vic. Thanks for calling.
Hey, 2 weeks, my one of my boyhood idols, Stan Roberts.
There you go.
I said last week's show, I almost went off the road laughing so hard. When Stan gives you the low pole reversal with an objective of zero.
That is funny, you know, because when we...
Doesn't get any better than that. Stan Roberts, do what I love. It stands into it. I love this stuff.
Well, it was funny because, you know, many years ago we used to do seminars, right, teaching this stuff. And people would keep coming back for one thing, for the free food. But the other thing was,
sandwiches, right?
You know, they kept coming back because they couldn't understand what we were doing, you know. Stan obviously was paying attention, you know, so anyway.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can tell the guy's into it. He puts his homework in, and bottom line is the guy's a Buffalo, legitimate Hall of Famer.
exactly.
Enjoyed it. So, a couple of stocks that I think are at go time right now. They've done what they're supposed to do. They're ready to buy. I was like, you know, if you could punch some holes into the two, but I love them both. First one, HCA, Harold Charlie Anthony.
Right, healthcare. Yep.
Boom, boom, HCA healthcare.
214.85 on the close.
All right, so what, you mean, it's a great chart. Price objective.
RSI, MACD, downtrend line. Great. I mean, it's got everything I look for.
Yeah, it broke out of a perfect consolidation at 196. And price objective, for what it's worth, is 278. And 50 days at 207. It's above the 50-day. And I would probably only reevaluate if it dropped below, if it dropped below 200, you know.
Price volume is excellent. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything looks great on it right now.
Yep, I agree.
And the second one is one we touched on probably 2 or 3 weeks ago that I think it did what we, well, I hoped it would do. MANH, Michael Anthony, nothing Harry.
All right. I remember that symbol.
147.63 on the close.
Look at the price volume the last 5-6 days on this thing with the breakout from the triangle.
Yeah, it looks like an all-time high, isn't it? Yeah.
147.52. I guess that's close enough.
Yeah. Holy cow. No, it looks great. I mean, you know, it's a great breakout. You could call it a breakout from an ascending triangle. And, yeah, and I'd only reevaluate at probably 138.
So you like them both?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, good show. Hey, anytime we can get more Stan, I'm loving it.
All okay. Right. He'll be back. All right. Take care.
Thanks, Rick. Happy 4th.
Have a good 4th. Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541, or you can use our chat box at saperstun.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. Join the chat next, and you're all set. Type in a question. Type in a symbol. And let us know what you're looking to do with it. We got somebody on the chat box.
We got two. Art wants to know the upside for Snap, which closed at $68.49.
Well, he's not allowed to do that. So it's like double dipping, isn't it?
That's all right. Yeah. What we don't have any rules. What do you think you are? China?
No. I think I'm in socialist America, but that's beside the point.
Right. That's a different show.
And the price objectives, it hit. Oh, no, it didn't hit. Hang on. 86. I think the same price objective as last time. Mm-hmm. Nice chart. I mean, you know, it's 200 days at 51, but the 50 days at 60. So it's in a very strong position as long as it stays above 60.
All right. And then somebody is asking if we want to know if Fluor is any good. FLR, there's a name from the past.
Yeah, it used to be a
1738.
Great.
Sort of fell out
really?
Of bed.
Really? I guess. Oh,
months.
What is that? Like, because are they in oil service at all? Or
engineering, construction.
Yeah. So. Yeah, just doing nothing in particular. Price objective for what it's worth is 9. And it's at 1738. The 200 days at 1758. So, I mean, if you've done research into it, it's really been in a long consolidation between about, oh, say 17. It did have a breakout, but went right back into the consolidation between 17 and, say, 21.
Mm-hmm.
But it did hit 25, but don't really count that because it went right back into consolidation again.
Yeah.
So, but if you've done a lot of research in it, you feel confident about it, you know, you could take a little shot or whatever, you know, how confident you feel about it. And I would say as long as it stayed above 16, you know, you'd be okay.
Yeah.
You know, as a speculation, you know, used to be a real great company. I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, tremendous, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No dividend.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cut the dividend.
Yep.
So what do we think about these markets? I mean, the S&P, I had a target of around 4,400 because I just copied what Tom Lee had said. And looks like we're getting closer, 4,352. Heard some people recently, gentlemen saying he hit 4,700 was his target on that. So looking at another little less than 10% from here. So by year end, but we might get some consolidating over the next months or so, only because it's summer, Pete. And I think people are going to be taking off. I'm talking about traders and hedge fund and heading to the Hamptons.
The point and figure chart objective is 45.60.
Yeah.
So
reasonable.
A number of things, you know, lining up
yeah,
there.
5%.
What's interesting it is that normally, all right, the first term of a president's not a good year. And also, it's the weakest normally of the full 4-year presidential cycle. You know? Mm-hmm. So does that mean, oh, that's out, or sometime this year, is it going to become that?
Well, when Donald Trump was in, it was good too.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe we got to change that.
But the 4th year of a presidential term is the best.
It wasn't for Donald Trump.
Well, of course, for the market.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, unfortunately, you know, he got hit by COVID.
As we all did.
Yep. And next of all, there was something out today, if it's fake news or real news, that a lot of Democrats are worried that, and they're saying Kamala Harris couldn't beat any Republican, couldn't even beat Trump.
Right? I don't know.
So there you go.
We're ways off from
and
that.
If we're lucky, Trump will be back in soon. There you go.
There you
go. So we're going to go next to Tom in Williamsville.
8 minutes of controversy.
Or what's his name? The guy from Florida. I can't think of it. What's
Stan?
His name? What?
Stan?
No, not Stan.
Oh, Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
I thought you really...
Oh, my God.
All right.
We're going to go to Tom in Williamsville.
Oh, thanks
Good morning.
For calling. Thank you.
Good morning.
Thanks.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Oh, what's great. Going on?
Good. A couple items, I guess. I'm looking at Olen, O-L-N.
Mm-hmm.
Very good company, dividend, and I just wonder if it's a good time to go in.
Olen.
Close at 46 even.
Infrastructure. Pardon me?
Close at $46 even.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, 200 days at 31, so that's quite a ways beyond below, you know. But long term, it's still good. The 50-day is at 46, and it closed where at 46.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're on the 50-day, and you know there's a number of people who do technical analysis like to try to buy around the 50-day, you know, assuming mm-hmm. it's support. And if you were to buy it, you know, once again, you know, it'd be nice if it stayed above the 50-day. But I would reevaluate it if it dropped to 43. It looks interesting. You know, looks interesting.
Okay.
Yep.
The second one is LNG, liquefied natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
If they can ever get the tankers going, yeah. Natural gas is going to boom.
Oh, no question. I mean, the stock is beautiful.
There's no question because energy markets are just amazing right now.
Yeah, 87.67 on the close. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, it's exceeded based on this charting method. Okay, its price objective, which was 84. But you know, you seem pretty comfortable. You've looked into it. You know a bit about it. You know, I would say. I would like to see it stay above, let's say, the 50-day at 84. And I would reevaluate it if you're in it or are you in it or are you looking to buy it?
No, I'm looking to go in.
Okay. Yeah. I would only reevaluate it if it dropped to 82. Just check everything out
82.
Again.
82. Yeah. Okay. That's the number I want to look at. Okay. All right. Listen, have a great fourth.
Okay.
Well,
you too. Have
Thanks
a safe and healthy one.
Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Nothing lit up. All of it. I thought the minute I said that, you know, it would light up. You
people
know,
don't
so.
Care.
No, well.
I mean, they don't care what you say.
Yep. And, well, I may as well aggravate more people then, you know, so. But I would suggest... All those people that are just sitting around watching stuff going on that has no basis in fact, check out a book called 1620, okay, by a true historian with real facts, with real footnotes and references, and you may learn something. So,
what a tease.
Yep, there you go.
It's all those years in radio, Pete.
Right. You know, look it up.
Remember the old days when we used to come in and had newspapers piled up and you had your charts? And,
oh, yeah. That was, yeah. We used to have the little chart books and everything.
I had a stock guide in the Buffalo News just to do the mutual funds if in
but,
case somebody
you know,
called.
If you go to Amazon.com, the book 1620, A Critical Response to the 1619 Project, okay? and happens to be an historian, happens to be white, but there's quite a few black historians that agree with him. Okay, so there you go.
All right.
So, you know, don't sit back. Get a little involved. Get a little educated. You know both sides of a story, you know, rather than just globbing onto something. And is that a term, globbing?
Yeah, that's a technical term.
Right. So, anyway, you know, the market, as we know, has been very strong. It is a stock picker's market, but you can't worry about day-to-day action or noise out there and so forth. You know, because every day, every week, they like these stocks and they don't like these stocks and so forth.
We got to have a game plan.
Right, exactly.
You really need to. And in my experience, if you're trading, you need to be disciplined.
And also, you have to know that your personality psychology can handle trading. So they always used to say, or still say, you have to decide whether you're a trader or an investor. Right. Or, as I say, you can be mainly an investor and play around a little bit with trading. And when you got most of your money pretty well protected if you have a good plan.
Right.
So I would go from there. So
I'm not a good trader. It's very difficult.
It's very difficult.
I have a few accounts.
It's
time consuming.
Yep.
As the commercial says.
And if your psychology can handle, you're one of those people watching every 5 minutes or every few hours or every day, you could drive yourself nuts after a while.
Can't handle the truth.
Yeah, you can't handle it.
As Jack said.
Yep, and I agree. So that's something to recognize about yourself, you know.
And, right. And you got to watch what you read, who's putting it out. You've got to verify it. It used to be you went on the internet and you brought up factual things, and now there's so many ads that are placed, and you don't know who's saying certain things.
Yeah, and we've said that before. They all like to do teasers, you know.
A lot of it is clickbait, too.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to
make money. Many times have you seen something that pops up and it's like, I don't know, the best football this or whatever it is. Yeah. And you keep on clicking, there's nothing there.
Right.
You know,
but you just generated so many clicks and revenue for somebody, right?
Right.
You know, when it's all
right.
said and done. As, you know, nobody is disinterested. They all have a plan.
Right.
Yeah, no question about it.
And so, you need to do your own research. You really need to.
We keep saying that on the show, but it's, you know, it is important to do. You can do too much sometimes, right? Because you may come up with 50% say this and 50% say that, you know.
Right.
But you should learn after a while who you can listen to and who you shouldn't. So until next week, have a happy July 4th.
Happy holiday. Happy Canada Day. Happy 4th.
And take care.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.